Death watches. You are thinner than when I met you. You've buffed up to celebrate 63. Today you're modeling your only black suit because your younger brother is dying. His blood refuses to stay in his arteries or veins. Instead, invades intestine, rectum, lung. He's not the only one. The father of a close friend, Warren, 92, is in ICU with stomach bleeding, a brain dementingly deprived of the same. So today is never going to stay with him. So the idea of dying has no more home in his mind than in your brother's, whose poignant idée fixe is that you, in your baggy mildewed suit, are part of an elite leftist conspiracy whose sole purpose is to supplant him in your parents' estimation. At the very same moment you are modeling for me, Sharif, 72, spits out what look like coffee grounds. We've all lost count of the number of hospitalizations he's had this year for heart attack, bypass, skin ulcer, gangrene, amputation. He rejoices in his new prosthesis, wants to get out of his hospital bed, slip back into his nude stride. In an intimate anniversary embrace, I whisper, I have no more unfinished business. It's hard not to interpret this as a death wish. But it frees me to watch you swimming helplessly in your unused black suit, as if you were the one who knew homelessness, jail, teeth eaten away by meth, legs engorged by cancerous lymph, a brain made fantastical and unforgiving by HIV and real rivalry. Don't go yet, I tell you. Don't divide your parents' attention. Let him be. Absolved now by a priest and securely embraced by his own denial, let him be until he can't be anymore what he's always wanted to be. The one bright shining star, the beacon of his own existence.